Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast. I'm your boy, Shaw. And as always, my favorite country cousin, your boy, L. Boogie.
Yes, Lord, what's happening, good people, with your stinking feet?
And when we all together, we all the Dirty South affiliates. It's our podcast. Yeah. It's our shit.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Man, you mad? So.
As always, man, let me give a big shout out to everybody on Instagram that been rocking with the page and checking in and hollering and doing all that good stuff. Shout out to you.
One time for the two titties and the ass elbows.
Also, shout out to all the people who've been listening to all the streaming platforms, checking us out, man. We fucks with y'all the most. Boom. Another episode, bro.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, by the way, Instagram people, coming live in the next couple weeks.
Stay tuned.
The podcast will transition into a live show. Podcast. But you can also still find us on every listening
platform
that you use for podcasts.
That you can make think of.
So if you missed the live, don't trip. You can still get you a piece of the podcast.
But we going live.
Live gonna be off the chain. So look at the Instagram page. We're gonna be
stay tuned.
Say hey. Anyway, we got some topic to get into. Beat riding. Hey, we got Powerade today. That episode we were chugging and we shouldn't have been drinking that much. Well,
shit got wild.
I didn't even drink that much.
I did.
That nigga.
Boy, after the show too.
I said, today we sponsored by a drink. Nah, we ain't sponsored by nobody. We got something to go in there. But yeah, man.
My time for the blue juice.
Oh yeah, the blue juice. Cause the juice we had there, that shit put you in a chokehold. You sit there and drink that shit the way you drink. I don't know how you drink it like this. But me, nah. I ain't got no problem tapping out.
Just drunk it like that.
I ain't got no problem tapping out.
I ain't tapping out.
If it get to a point, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good, brother.
I'm just gonna be like, you remember the episode?
I know when to tap out, but I ain't tapping out.
Remember the episode of The Simpsons when Homer faded into the That's your boy.
Fade
right back out of existence, boy. I'm out.
Right,
I ain't got no shame in it. But yeah, man, let's kick this thing off. Let's get into the first topic, man. Some stupid shit, really, but got to talk about it.
Yeah, I know some people been already talking about it. I couldn't wait to get on the show today to talk about it. Substitute teacher with the student fight. Y'all already know what's happening. Do you agree with that? Do you not agree with that? Like, how do you feel?
And they both got charged.
Basically, you have not seen it. You have not seen it, bless your heart. But, so from the video, the teacher was, you can see she was standing behind her desk.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she was trying to, what I assume was contact the front office by the classroom phone.
I think that was what she was doing.
You know, and the student was behind the desk as well, in her face. Well, I don't want to put emphasis on it, but she was basically standing right there in front of her, trying to get her phone, telling her she gonna give her phone back. Oh, you gonna give me my phone back? So the teacher told her, don't touch me.
She did.
She told her that. Like, don't touch me.
If that ain't a clear warning to just stop.
Yeah. Like, don't touch me.
She felt the need to go on up there.
She felt the need to go on touch her. So then she bumped her and then she swung. By the time she swung.
But my question is, what the school expect those substitute teachers to do? Just get hit?
Right. Anybody.
That girl ain't big enough to knock me fuck out. Like, if I'm hurt, that's how you gotta look at it. Like, she big enough that if she hit me,
I won't feel that shit because I'm out.
Yeah, I'm gonna wake up talking about, damn, somebody hit me. Exactly. Yeah, she knocked your ass out, baby.
Which one of y'all hit me?
That nigga in front of you knocked you the fuck out. What you talking about? So like, what you expect the teacher to do? Like, you have to defend yourself. If somebody, I don't care if it's a child, right?
Yeah.
I can just hold their head and just the nigga just yeah. But if it's
I'm strong enough to just pin your arms to your side.
Till
you calm down.
That's damn near full grown person.
She ain't far from it.
She ain't far from it. Look like she wasn't missing no meals neither.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was a healthy girl. So like, what they expect the teachers to do? That's all I
know. Like we said, they both got charged. She got charged under juvenile laws and stuff. Because of course she is.
What was the deal? Like, was she like using her cell phone or something?
That's what I saw. Because when the video came on, like she was already behind the desk in her face.
What's ironic is
you gonna give me my phone?
She got her phone. Somebody recorded you. Somebody, it don't really matter. You take one phone, a billion other ones done popped up in this bitch. So, yeah. Great job of making sure phones wasn't being in the classroom. You know what? That's the downfall of cell phone use. Once you in, like, you can't keep that shit out of the classroom.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you do. If your child uses a calculator, it's on the damn phone.
Yeah.
Straight up. That's their calculator. That's their notepad. That's everything. Like they type quicker with their thumbs than I can using the keyboard. You feel me? Like dead ass.
They be going in too.
Like motherfucker can type up a whole essay on your cell phone. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Print this shit out. Hand this shit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. But I just want to know what they expect their substitute to do. Was she supposed to just stand there and get her ass whooped?
Take no punches.
Nah, hell no. Mama said, if you hit me, I'm going to hit your ass back. Like, my mama told me the same thing your mama telling you. You feel me? So, like, and I'm pretty sure your mama didn't tell you to go attack a teacher.
Same thing, baby.
But where like we at where the children feel like they can attack a teacher? Like, children shouldn't feel like they can just attack a teacher. Well, she's supposed to sit there and dodge them motherfucking swings until somebody comes down.
Call it how you want people. That child has no home training.
Mm-mm.
And you're not going to sit here and tell me she does.
Nah, she ain't got no goddamn.
She has no home training.
None.
She is loose.
That's crazy.
Loose.
She squared off on her head though.
Real quick.
She did square off on
real her. Quick.
Like squared up. Wasn't no play shit. Like, bitch, I'm finna hit you for real.
You talking about quicker than a nut in the wet.
I still don't understand, y'all. I still, like, people say what they want. And that's okay. Everybody got their own opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, why you charging the teacher? Like, she has
really the
video shows she had to, like, defend herself. Really, like, the girl swung on her. Like, I'm supposed to try to just jump on top of her and lay on her. Man, ain't nobody got time for that shit, man. This nigga big enough to, like, if he get a good hit in, he might knock me fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I got the goddamn, go on two-piece him. Pop, 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 pop.
Yo,
no. Want it? If you want it, come on. Shit.
Not that.
If so you want it, come on.
Let me know right here, right now. Young man, young sir.
I don't know.
Put your hands on me.
I don't understand.
I got to defend myself.
But I don't understand, as a society, right? We think it's okay. Like, our children think it's okay to square off on your teacher.
I told you, no home. It starts at home. It's all locked in on all this ratchet life. Brainwashed.
Hey.
I don't know what life really is supposed to be like. Don't have morals.
Ain't that real life, motherfucker?
No self-respect.
No self-respect.
Shit, they just out here.
They shit out here living. But you know what crazy though? Bro, he crazy. I don't know. I know it's a lot of shit different now. Well, I ain't gonna say now. Within the last, what is 2023, right? So I know shit is different now within the last 10 to 15 years, right? 10, 15 years ago, it was still totally different than it is now. You know what I'm saying? It was totally different. Like, every household didn't have access to internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, dead ass.
Yeah.
This was just like 15 years ago. Every house still, like now, every house got access to the internet. I don't give a fuck where you stay. You can live in a goddamn shack. But you got a cell phone in your hand.
Bro, what's your Wi-Fi code?
But you can get internet. You can get internet. You know what I'm saying? But back then, it wasn't. It still wasn't.
Nah.
Everybody didn't have it yet. It was almost. Because everybody still ain't have a computer yet.
Nah, they did. Nobody dialed up.
Don't nobody them free AOL discs.
Woo-hoo. Boy, come on.
Nigga, we old.
Boy, come on.
You know you old when. You just talking about
you
that.
You remember the AOL disc.
You remember free AOL? Boy. What? Pop that motherfucker in and be like, boy, what you want to look at on the internet? We got it for a minute, little minute, really? Quick minute. Come on. Nigga don't remember that shit. You don't remember after hearing the call and being on the internet and that shit fuck up the phone and all you hear is like, man, what the fuck? Get off the internet. You know the phone don't work when you on the internet. Y'all don't remember them days. Y'all don't remember them days right now.
Boy, you hit one day, boy.
That's some true shit.
Home run.
But yeah, like
damn.
But I remember shit, we wasn't like these young children. Like we wasn't, dog.
We were wild young.
From the very fact that
we were wild young and free. These motherfuckers were wild young and crazy.
But see, this is the thing though.
Crazy.
We were outside just like they outside.
Yeah, we had sense, bro. Like we went outside with the foundation already built within us. Like you said earlier in our conversation, we was in the group text with some of the brothers. We knew the limits.
Yeah, dead ass. Yeah.
Now, granted, we're going to push it to the limit.
Oh, for sure. 2 minutes time.
Guaranteed, we're going to push it to the limit.
2 minutes time.
We're going to test the water. But we knew.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. There's a line that should be crossed.
Hey, yeah. Like, nah, bro, ain't no.
But you would think that the generation of us who are. Like, we having kids, and the ones who came, like, right after us, like, you would think they would have that in them, because that was in us. That wasn't just, I ain't just talking about, like, me and you,
no,
us. I'm talking about the older people that I, most of the people I know,
but
think
about
just like what you just said. They think just like this.
The ones that grew up with us, basically our generation, look at our kids. Our kids are the ones that don't act like.
Yeah, shit. These niggas ain't fully developed. These niggas ain't. Well, these niggas, it can go any way with these niggas, bro. I pray to God it go the right way, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I ain't got a lot of faith in these
niggas. No, I'm just saying for the
not
sake of.
Not right now. Cause they,
I'm just saying for the sake of how
they
we are
young,
bringing them up.
Stupid now. But.
Yeah. They do some crazy shit.
Yeah, they
but,
still
learn. Like I said, the way we bring them, the way we're bringing them up, you gotta think about it. We giving them what we had. So the tables are kind of turning a little bit.
Facts.
Because most of our generation, everybody got kids. They went to school with us.
Facts.
We all, like our generation was pretty much raised somewhat the same way. If you think about it. Like every household has
got,
a similarity.
Yeah, I would say I got more in common. Like all of my friends and you know, everybody we hung out and associated with pretty much raised the same way. Yeah. It might be a little different.
Maybe certain days was operated different, but
moral
base
it was the exact same. Yeah, you're right about that.
That shit was the exact same. So
That's, I think that's why you click with who you click with.
Though. Exactly. And so now our key is, we pretty much raise them the way we were raised. So those are the kids that get it, but what it is, how back then when we were coming up, you had a group of kids who were good. You may have one or two who were gonna, you knew were gonna do some shit.
You boy, you ain't never lied. But now that some shit, of them niggas were bad. You be
now
like,
now that shit done flipped. To where now you got a handful of bad ass motherfuckers who just don't give a fuck. Cause they don't want no better.
Why
they
don't give a fuck?
And then you got
to give a fuck about
you got
something.
The two, you got the two or three over here that's
cool.
You can tell they got some home drink.
Yeah.
So it's like that has changed. It done flipped.
I always knew how to tell what young person like had some sense is when they around old people, like what you say when you around old people, you feel me? Like the kid that always be like, yes sir, no ma'am, yeah ma'am. Like that kid, I be like, they might be out here doing some stupid shit, but that one got some sense.
He got some sense.
You know what I'm saying? Might not be using it all to his bed, but
he got some sense.
So I get what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, them niggas.
Yeah, it's different.
Them niggas.
And then the ones that grew up, you know, with us that really didn't have home training, they became adults and had a bunch of damn kids.
Damn.
Here, well.
He ain't said like that, so. He just threw us on the bus by 40 years just then. He said, came home. They got a bunch of kids. Yeah, nigga, we got a bunch of them, man. Come on. Keep this shit rolling. Man, God damn it, I know. Nigga got one child and thank God damn. God damn. They got a bunch of children. Hey man, hey, ease up a little bit. Ain't got a bunch of children. We just happen to have more than one. That's all that is. But now I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Oh man.
Woo!
Oh boy.
I get it.
Whew. Why you ain't even talking before?
I get it though.
But yeah. Like I had wars with saying. But nah, that's only because a lot of them didn't have the upbringing. So they didn't know no better. So they only did what they felt like was
what was right.
Yeah, what was right.
Gotcha.
So that then now when they bringing kids up, they bringing them up.
Same way they
were running.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. I ain't gonna bullshit you, did. Cause this motherfucker that jail was wild when we were young.
Yeah, like they got crazy, but he just don't give a damn.
And now we done got older and you see they done calmed all the way down, but they got one that's out that bitch.
Just like you.
Wow. You like, God damn. This is a fucking curse. It's a curse.
There's a kid that, you know, a lot of times, like a lot of the kids that's younger than us, we call them nephew and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, I got one that I've been calling nephew since he was a youngin. He was wild and out of control growing up. You know, that with him. I'd be damned if he got one.
It'd be something like that. I mean, you should have to do better with what you got.
That's it. Yeah. And that's one thing I will give him, though. He doing the better with the
group conversation we were having earlier, when, you know, we was in the... I ain't gonna talk about what we were talking about, but we were talking about a situation, and they know, everybody was in that conversation know what we were talking about. Even the one who wasn't in the conversation, they would know who we were talking about.
Yeah.
But what we were basically saying is, I like, basically what we were saying was,
you decided to go the wrong path, and it didn't work out,
and I like, didn't have to go. That's all I was saying. Anything, basically everything. What I was saying, like, it didn't have to happen. It didn't have to happen. That was like, niggas chose that. You feel me? So to grow and be wild and untamed and just live a reckless lifestyle. That's that. I mean, yeah, it could be part of it. Could be because of your upbringing, but it's also all a choice. And I get it. Some of them may feel like that's the only choice they got to make. But you got, man, the world is so much bigger, bro. So much bigger than that little box you done got tricked into being in. Like I said in that chat, like, man, when bro moved out there, I like, bro, that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Because if I stayed in...
Oh, shit, would have got crazy.
That neighborhood.
At that age,
I would have probably just grew to be not like, because there's some good people over there, you feel me? But I would have been stuck in that mind frame of like, this is where I'm at, this is what we do, this is how you do it. And nah, that wasn't gonna work out for me.
Fuck around.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
some different shit.
Yeah, I gotta be somewhere else. Put it like this, all the adventures we went on growing up. Like, all of it, I probably wouldn't have went on them if I stayed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all of that shit was a learning experience, going somewhere and linking up and just getting the hell on. And I know the beat don't be here.
Yeah.
I know that, you know what I'm saying? So I like, if I went, the best thing happened to me, like, he moved out there.
That shit was lovely,
too. And I was just like, okay, it different. It was totally different.
Yeah.
Cause you know me, man, I used to getting up every morning, but I come to the whole room to the reset.
Yeah.
You know what the time is. Here and then I'm out, you feel me? So we get out there and I was just like, damn.
Two streets.
Ain't nowhere to go but up this motherfucker.
Damn,
down this motherfucker. That's it. That's it, bro. I'm not walking to Spalding Heights, because I don't even hang out over there any goddamn way. Like, why would I be on there? And I'm too far away from where I normally be at. So, damn, so I ain't over there. So, rap.
Bro.
Make do with what I got right here. And little did I know,
this shit turned into a masterpiece.
Yeah, it was like, okay, now I linked up with some. Like, it wasn't like I just linked up because I know everybody any goddamn way. Really, like, it's just like, it's crazy because it was like, it's leaving one set of homies in a setting and going to a whole other set of homies in a setting that I'm like, well, shit, it ain't like I don't know where I'm at. Shit, I've been coming out here all my fucking life. Like, so I know it's niggas out here. And I was just like,
yeah, see what these niggas at.
Because you know what, dog? I thought about it growing up. I used to be out there all the time, but them niggas were never out there. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is everybody
here? But if you think about it, bro, we didn't really go outside much, except for when we did the reunion.
And I was just like...
But like, if you just came to spend the night, we didn't really go outside.
And I just be like, what? I'm like, what? Yeah, we did play ball when we back
in back.
And I used to be like, what the fuck is everybody at? So when I moved out there, I was just thinking, I was like, no deal on the street. I got that. I don't know what the fuck he was all them times I was out here with. I know he up there. So I was like, cool. But I was like, I don't know about this man Cross Street. And I was like, I know Jermaine stay out here. I just couldn't just be like, I don't know which one he in. I know he got him. So I was like, I'm in familiar settings. It ain't like I don't know nobody out here. I know everybody out here. I just don't know what the fuck they at. Yeah. But once I got out there and everybody was out there and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Come on, dude. Like, you ready to come up here? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. No, you can't. We're not going to do that right now. No. Because remember after I broke my shoulder, she was like,
yeah,
you got to come on. Like, hell no. Alright, but when my shoulder heals, I'm going home now. Just don't know why we done been out the state and everything around this bitch. Going there goddamn west. You crazy? Get me back to my stomping grounds. I got some shit I got to go do.
Jersey
and
shit.
But yeah, dude, look, kids just ain't like how we were. We were raised with a lot more. We were raised with a lot. It was a lot more put into this. Put it like this.
It was.
Plus, none of us were really. It was a couple niggas went around with guns, but not like this. Everybody didn't have a pistol. Not when we were growing up. Everybody did not have a pistol. That shit was kind of. If you had a pistol, it was just because one of them niggas was just that nigga from Juice. That's it. Niggas that came up on the pistol.
I didn't have a man, but I had access to one.
Man, I had a BB gun.
Shout out
on
Duke.
I had a BB gun. My grandma had a big ass pistol. Why did your husband said leave that shit? Fuck you with some shit. Like, get married. You need to get you a little Glock or some shit, man. One of them little bit or something. But them bitches be them big motherfucking Magnum revolvers.
Big ass revolvers.
Bitch, you gotta
shit,
click
bro.
Back like this. Click, pow. Click, click, pow. That shit, that how it sound. Pow. It don't even sound like a regular gun. Big ass hole in the end of that motherfucker look like a goddamn torpedo gonna come out that bitch.
For real, bro. That shit crazy. Never understood that shit.
I'd be like, how is you even gonna shoot
they
that
had the big ass handgun and the men always had the damn crazy ass shotguns and shit.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
I guess I do now that I'm older why nigga had shotgun, but I was like, I'm gonna have a shot, that bitch gonna be a pump too.
Yeah.
Them niggas had fucking hunting fucking rifles. I'd be like, how did you even kill a nigga with this bitch? Ain't you gonna load that motherfucker?
Oh boy, you took it all the way back.
Load that bitch like a musket. Stuff powder in that bitch. And stick the thing in the front. Motherfucker, you hold on. Shoot your ass.
I got your ball. They don't see you. Stay your ass right now.
Got the shit.
One shot.
Five. This nigga hit everything in the goddamn living room. That shit just gonna spray everywhere. Boy, you done kill everybody. Everybody you trying to save.
Trying to shoot one more.
Everybody you trying to save, you done shot all their ass. Man, get all that big ass goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Big ass hunting rifle by the bed. Why you got a hunting rifle next to the bed, man? What you doing? Nobody got time for that. What if you miss? You gotta know that this shit on. You gotta load this bitch up too.
Hold on, goddammit.
Hold on, motherfucker. Nah.
Well, nah, bro. I don't want that.
Well, yeah, everybody didn't have a pistol. Everybody didn't have a gun.
Nah, they didn't.
Not growing up. Not at the age that they told now.
We had hands.
You either had hands or you
didn't have.
It was one of those.
You either had them or you didn't have. But you took it if you didn't.
Like, I never liked to fight. I hate to fight. I can fight. But I'd be like, what the fucking point, though? Like, at the end of this fight, what is we gonna get out of it? Is it gonna be over with? Hell no, because if I lose,
I got to
have your ass. Like,
it's bro.
Nigga, I don't give a damn. We sitting out eating hot wings and motherfucker walk in and we got to fight. They gonna have to call police.
Come on, nigga.
The last time you beat my ass, and if you beat my ass then,
I'd be damned.
I'm coming right back for your ass the third time. You beat my ass the third time, bro, you got it. God damn. You done whooped my ass three times. I'm through. I'm like, you got it. But just know. It could be a fourth time, and if fourth time I ain't
know how I'm feeling.
But you had to have a hand though. I ain't like fighting.
I don't like fighting.
You win some, you lose some.
I won some.
But that's what we had.
But just know the ones I lost, I bet you they remember.
That's what we had to do though. We had to fight.
Yeah.
Nobody was shooting. Shooting was something like that happened once we got to be teenagers and you start like going to the clubs and shit, motherfuckers start shooting in parking lot.
Yeah.
Other than that, We ain't really have
like
a whole
of power. That's the first thing you want to do, is pull your gun and show the pull in your hand. You feel me?
Man, niggas is scared of hands, boy.
That's what it is, bro.
But then if you start losing, your homeboy gonna jump in anyway, so I don't know why you scared to fight, nigga. Everybody just jump in where I am with. Shit.
When this shit to go, we gonna got that whoop some ass to
go. Oh, man, them niggas don't know. Well.
That shit crazy. God damn it. This.
At the 30 minute mark. Let you know, man, wrap that topic up. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I said thank you.
Bruh.
Okay.
That thing, hey. Give him a raise, bro.
Hey. Hey. Well, that's how we feel on the last topic. That was the last, the first topic. That summed it up right there. His man blew the horn, but hey, I'm with you. The teacher in the classroom should have been able to defend herself. Let that, if anything, you need to teach that young person a lesson.
I agree.
And may that be a lesson to all y'all. So you run up on somebody, they might just whoop your ass. Just shit. You can't beat everybody
careful
up.
Careful world you step into.
You can't beat everybody up, man. Don't let that rap shit fool you. Okay. Move on. Hey, second topic of the night, man. I'ma ask you. Cause you and been in both worlds. Which is a better high? Edible?
I haven't been in both.
Pause. Not like that.
I ain't seen that this shit.
Here we go. But which is a better high? Edible or smoke?
Marriage. It's ain't that bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna say both. But which I'm asking, coming from a guy who has not smoked. I didn't try the edible, but it was just a little piece.
I'm gonna smoke the herb.
It was a piece that just you eat it and you be like, this shit tastes fucking horrible. But I didn't get high. I ain't eating no. So I ain't never did no edibles.
No.
Candy. So first of all, have you ever done an edible?
I've done cookies.
Man, maybe you had a little weak dosage.
Huh?
Maybe you had a weak dosage.
Maybe it's my damn power.
So the edible gummies didn't do nothing. Man, I'm looking at some shit. These folks said they tripped out. I watched a girl live stream taking her first edible.
I gave them brother one of them gummies.
Just one?
Yeah, when they left the house, he take me about 20 so minutes. He was like,
damn. So it only take one gummy?
For I guess for him. I don't know.
I ain't never tried no fucking candy.
How about we did just one?
Never tried.
Yeah, I know.
What about the baked goods?
Cookie?
No brownie?
No.
Never tried them? I tried a piece of cookie and a piece of brownie. The shit was disgusting.
No. I take that back. Talking about
this,
try a piece of brown. That shit nasty
because
the.
Oh, that shit had too much of an earthly ass weed taste. No, I ain't like
that. Actual damn weed was in it. You could see it. Like, they extract them.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Yeah. Some people may be like that though.
No, I ain't just be chewing on
literally earth. Yeah, I was just gonna say, that's just a fucking raw ass piece of
yeah, like, shit. Like,
bitch, you ain't gonna saute this motherfucker, man.
You just grind it in the grind.
You gonna saute. Be in pain, you put some olive oil in that bitch, you get some weed, you pull them bitches in there, and you cut you some little sausages up, right?
Bro, why the hell are we saute?
I'm just saying, it's a plant. Like when you go buy them herbs and the thing, they be just as dry as some weed you go get. Saute them bitches.
Saute them.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut up some sausages and cook that. You don't think they be smashing though, bro? Like if you go buy some Italian herb and you know how you get the seasoning? No, oregano. Oregano, perfect example. You get oregano, right? It looks just like weed.
You got that oregano with the weed in the
Yeah, oh, that might be fire right now. That might be fire right now, bro. You just gave me an idea. I have my family fucked up.
Oh, this shit.
They're gonna be high as a
oh,
bitch.
Oh, man.
That might be fire, y'all. Because it's a dry herb. Just like oregano. And you can put oregano in the pan while you sauteing some shit. Man, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try this. Give me some weed out of the water pan. I'm gonna chop my sausages up. Put the weed and sprinkle the weed in there like this, like I'm rolling a big ass bowl. Just like this.
Man, turn that rock and roll shit off, man. I'm loving this.
Yeah, man, I'm hating on the rock and roll.
Hey,
now. But anyway. You've tried both candies and baked goods, yep. And you say the edibles do nothing.
Nope.
Absolutely nothing.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
But you know, the only thing I was reading about this shit, I saw, well, some people say it had no effect on them. Then I saw some people who were just like, they were tripping balls.
Yep.
I watched a young lady on YouTube. And for some idea, she does live streams on YouTube. And for some reason, that day she wanted to do her first edible, right? So she said,
she was tripping.
Bro. The thing, I was sitting there watching, I'm just like, oh man, it might not end well, but it did. But she was tripping, but she was like, yeah, my first time eating an edible. And I thought she was just gonna like eat half of it, like being her first time. So I like, so it should kick in, you know what I'm saying? This nigga, she ate the whole goddamn brownie. Just dancing shit, eating brownie. Dancing, eating brownie. She got to the last little corner of the brownie, she said, eat that, motherfucker. Boom! So boom, she do makeup and shit, right? So she getting ready to do her makeup, and then it seemed like you could see it in her face, bro. Like she was doing her makeup, and it's just like all of it right here just dropped. You know what I'm saying? She was just, she took the camera, she been recording the whole time. Like, you know, she might do the shit where in post they do the speed it up on a certain part, but you know, shit like that, but it been recorded. But by the time the shit kick in, while she looked at the camera and said, why am I talking to the camera? And the damn thing ain't even recording. And I'm like, oh, bitch, you started out the video recording. What is you talking like? You tripping. She done forgot everything. Hey. I was like, nah, I don't need to try no elbow, boy. She got damn shit. Like, bro, the video is like,
oh,
I want to say the video, like, maybe, I want to say 20 minutes long, man. 30 minutes long, or some shit like this.
Oh, boy.
And,
this shit is crazy.
Nah, this, yeah, there it is. The video 10 minutes long. So she go, like, she get to a point where she just like, doing the makeup, and she ain't really saying this one. She's just saying little shit. She like, she stopped. She just look. Why I'm talking to the camera? And then I ain't recording. And I'm looking like, bitch, you been recording this whole fucking time. What the hell is you talking about? Like, you done forgot all about them. And then she got to a point where she started crying.
No.
She started crying. Just. She thought about something and just fucking started wailing up and crying. So she went and got some gummy bears, like the fruit, like real gummy bears. And she ate that to make herself happy again. She got happy. And then she went into another dark place. I was like, man, I don't want no edible. If you gotta go through all that roller coaster shit, I don't want none of that shit.
Oh, can you imagine what mushrooms do?
I watched the. That was the next evolution of a rabbit hole, bro. I went through a rabbit hole watching people high on different drugs. I saw some white people. They were high on some shit. I don't know what it was they was taking. Boy, they got so high, that white man jumped out here. I don't wonder.
I'm so.
Yeah.
I saw
that. Like, got up, took off, jumped dead out that bitch. Like,
he was sitting in the seat by himself.
Yeah, that's why his wife was tripping too. She on the sofa tripped out though. I don't know what they was on. They was on some inhuman type shit.
I'm talking about Butch Wood.
That nigga jumped out that motherfucker. Dude, I said, damn, did he just jump out the window? And then they woke up when they came out of whatever trance they were in from the dope. They woke up and realized what was going on. He walked back through the door. I'm like, damn, nigga, didn't you just jump out of one? Like, you ain't on the first floor, is you? What the hell? I'm like, he come back through the door like, what the fuck? I'm like, you just jumped out of a window, my nigga. Like, through glass and all, bro. He walked back through the door. Like a couple minutes later, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know the camera stayed in the, and she on the sofa tripped out. Then when she come to, she look up like, oh my god! Then they know a couple minutes through, he come through the door like, boom. I like, god damn, what kind of dope is it? So yeah, I saw shrooms. I saw dude his first mushroom, yeah. And instantly, like when he did it, he said, you know what? As soon as that bitch went down, he swallowed. Pause. That shit don't as soon as he ate the mushroom. As soon as he ate the mushroom, that man said, I instantly regret it. And boy, did he. He was tripping. He real. Man, he was hallucinating in the air, goddamn thing. He can't handle it, bro. I ain't never tried no shit like that, though. But I mean, yeah, I went down that rabbit hole. But I was looking at edible versus smoke. Because I'm like, I'm not going to try edible. But as I saw old girl just have a fucking mental lapse and breakdown for just a couple, it was like brief, though. It like, something hit her and she just started crying. I'm like, the fuck? And she said, well, you can't stop me happy. And she ate candy and she was mad. I'm like, the fuck? And then she doing some more makeup, and then she went to a dark place, and I'm like, I don't want that in my life. I just need some shit where I can be, like right now.
Smooth.
Yeah. You know what I want? I need an upper. No, I'm not going to say that, because that sounds like I want dope. No.
Why I don't want that booger sugar?
Hell nah. That nigga said some bullshit. You know you old when you say
bullshit. Oh shit. Oh my.
Nah, I need a weed like that to keep me up. Like lately everything ain't been making me like
sleep.
And plus I've been like, if I didn't get it. My herb and where I get my herb, I probably wouldn't be smoking. Because this fentanyl shit got a nigga like, I just can't get shit from anywhere. Yeah. I don't know what fuck fentanyl is, but it's taking niggas out. And I was like, they can find a way to put it in other stuff. Sooner or later, they'll find a way to get that shit into your weed. You feel me? I don't want it. I'm good, bro. I am good. So, like I said, if I didn't get it where I got it, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't even be fucking with it. But I was looking in the edible though, and I was just like, yeah, so if it wasn't there, I was like, nah, I'm good. But edibles is different.
Seeing how that girl went, she go right there, bro.
Like, she go through emotions in that motherfucker. There she go, eating to be happy.
That's great. What the hell out of here now?
Bruh, it's just the emotions that I be seeing them folk go through, I be like, nah, I don't think I want no hell of one. I don't think I can handle that shit. But you know
what I'm saying? Everybody take it. It's like it hit them different.
I don't think I can handle that shit.
I don't know. I'm good where I'm at, bro.
But see, you say you don't try it. You say it don't do nothing to you.
Well, I guess because I don't know.
I know for a fact I've never had.
Because I used to get like the gummies, right? And they would come in like packs of seven. Seven gummies.
Why you mean you say gummy, but I'm thinking about the Hasbro brat bag, you know, the gummy bag.
it'd be different stuff like orange slices and
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, it'd be those things.
But you know what, they got like places where you can get the chips and
all that shit. And so, like, I used to just, I get one just to see it. At one point, I ate, like, I know I did eat, like, four of them guys.
You ever think about it like this, though? Nothing. You ever think about it like this? Maybe you were so high, you were wondering why this shit wasn't doing nothing to you. You think about it like that. It make you think now.
No.
Yeah, you do, cause you be like, man, maybe I was high and I just felt like I didn't know. And you was so high. You was so high that shit said in your head, it was telling you, man, this shit ain't shit. But you were high. Your brain was like, man, this shit ain't shit.
When the video came, why did I go roll up?
You high at this point in our life, dog. This shit automatic. Sometimes I roll up blunt. I don't have no intention on going to smoke. It just get rolled. I got it.
That bitch got smoked.
No, not at that point. It wasn't. At the moment I would get ready to roll.
I'm talking about me.
Nah, I just be rolling. Like if I got
that bitch got smoked.
Like if I got
smoked. After I ate them four edibles, like literally, bro, like them four gummies, bro.
Man, I believe you high.
You didn't do nothing.
I believe you high. And your brain
ain't
just
feel
like,
nothing.
Nigga, you on top of a mountain, nigga. You can take on anything. You know, alcohol do that.
Alcohol will mess you up.
Alcohol make you think you invincible.
But what?
That's what they don't teach you about alcohol.
That's the truth, Sarah.
Man, they don't teach you that part. They just tell you, don't drink a lot of alcohol. You should just tell them over here, just don't drink that shit.
Don't drink.
Because that shit make you think you are incredible. You drank enough to where you start to believe, I'm the shit. Give me some more. I can take on all this shit. And you start drinking and drinking and drinking. By the end of the night, by the end of the night, you be begging God, like, I'll never do it again, Jesus. I'll never be doing it. But see, that's what the girl said about edibles. She was like, it take you on a ride, right? And you'll be like, you know, she took you to like the five stages of, you know what I'm saying? And the five stages was like, you know, trying it. And then the first stage was exactly what you said. Man, this shit, it didn't do nothing to me. She said, that's the first stage. And then it go from there, you feel? Yeah. But me, myself, I'm a smoker. I'd rather smoke all day.
Fast.
And put it like that. I just want to know about edibles. I was thinking about getting into that shit. But like I said, I saw them videos and that shit was like, nah, I might freak out. I don't want to be. Shout out, go check out, episode 2. Jermaine's on.
Yeah.
Go check out episode 2. I would not freak out like he freaked out on me. That nigga freaked out on me twice. Off the penny. Yeah, he did smoke.
But
they went a long time. Long. We were children, basically.
Yeah, real young.
And real quick before we go, I'm gonna tell you this once. The second time he come up, he pull up, boom, red Focus. Mm. He pull up, right? I jump in the car, I got the weed. I'm like, come on, man, it's about time for me to light something. You feel me? And he said, shit, go ahead, man, go ahead. I'm like, in the car? He said, yeah. Pow. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Hit it. I don't even think that nigga hit it, but he hit it. Cause like we in the car, so I'm blowing, so it just hit him. We sitting there, that thing, that nigga looked at me and he said, shit, man, I'll be right back. I said, alright. So I get out, boom, take off. That nigga said, man, I went to Walmart, bro. He said, I ain't gonna win. That nigga said, I heard my heart beating. We had a real Craig and Smokey moment. I said, nigga, that's what you're supposed to do. He said, nah, I heard it. I said, nigga, you ain't heard your fucking heartbeat. You can't hear your heartbeat. You can feel it. You damn sure don't hear it.
He said,
nah, dog. I heard it. I said, I've never liked
know what I heard.
And since that moment, that man ain't never smoked no weed, never rhymed with me, ain't been around me while I. Cause he tripped out on me that night.
He did that
with
drinking
at the hotel. He did that while I hung up the street, up the street to the party, too. Jermaine, yeah. You can't smoke weed. We get it. Why? You know what?
No, I'm talking about drinking.
That was my drinking partner, though. That was my goddamn drinking partner.
To that night at the hotel?
Nah, it wasn't even that night.
Nah, shit.
I tell you what night ended it, bro. It was New Year.
Yeah.
And we was out there in the neighborhood, and we stole all that goddamn liquor from my brother, Cooler. That was just a cheer on top, right? That was it right there. It was over with. Done for. That was my motherfucking the big dragon partner ever.
Done for.
That was my dog right there.
He was done for.
But yeah, that was funny ass. Hey, Jermaine, we love you.
Man, what time was Jack B's,
bro? I love that nigga.
What time?
But that nigga cannot handle
that bro.
And one night that nigga saw possum, birds, butterflies in the middle of the fucking night. How the fuck you see a black butterfly? That's the only question I want to make. At night. Take that to the grave. How you going to figure that out?
9 o'clock at night.
How you see a black butterfly?
Black butterfly.
And to this day, he say, man, I saw it. You the only nigga that saw it. Everything you saw, you the only nigga that saw. Until niggas start shooting, that's when that nigga clicked out of it.
He must have been singing the song.
But anyway, about that time, man. Come on, man. Get on your goddamn job, horn, man. You lacking on your pimping. Show wind down. We wrapping up before you heal.
Yo, what happened? Y'all getting niggas some food? Sit down on the job. See, look.
You late. Goddamn late.
Late as hell.
But he gonna blow that, bitch. Anyway, you hear the horn. It's about that time in the show, man, where we get to social media, the shout outs, everything, and we okay.
Go on. I'm trying to do all that extra shit, y'all really late.
God. Stop. Thank you. Give me some music. Hey, you know where you can find us at, man? You can find us on Instagram, DDSA_podcast.
Bumping titties.
On Instagram. Just type in the DSA podcast. You'll see the logo pop up. You can hit me up at showsboy82 on Instagram. I had to think about it. Was that my Instagram? I think that's my Instagram. Yeah, that's my Instagram. Hit me up at showsboy82.
Forward,
go man. Check out the brand, Brilliant. Hey, shout out to Slim with the positive thinking brand. I got the goddamn cap on because I think it's dope as fuck. Slim from Coaches and Ashtray. Go check out the positive thinking page on Instagram. He was great. gracious enough to let me get a hat. I was like, I'm rocking that bitch for sure. But yeah, check us out. Check out Brilliant Ignorance Clothing coming real soon. That's it. That's all the anything on my end.
Man, you heard him, man. At your country cousin, man. Come see me, IG. Twitter, I don't do, I don't pay Twitter. Everybody got it too, but I got cleaned up a little bit. Slid to the porn site right now. But we're going to be working on it.
You ain't falling to the porn trap on Twitter.
Nah, that's just how that shit be coming crawl.
Like, it do come crawl heavy on
Twitter. That shit heavy, man.
Oh, shout out Teddy.
Hey, bro.
Shout out Teddy.
So you know when you got to like your Bluetooth in, right? Link to your phone and shit.
Yeah.
And it'll read messages to you. The funniest shit, bro. When she do a post, I get the alert that she done did a post. You know she done changed the page to It's Teddy, bitch.
It's Teddy _ bitch. That's how it sounds.
But what I hear in my Bluetooth is titty bitch.
It's titty bitch. How does it even get that
out? Because of how Siri be pronouncing that shit.
It's titty bitch.
It's titty bitch. Yeah.
This Siri got a British accent.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, no. Nah, quick story before we get out of here. Funny shit ever, bro. I was at work the other night, and you know I'm a man on principle. I stand for certain shit, right?
Right.
So while we working a song, we got Alexa running through the whole building. So somebody asked to play a song, and they start playing our song. That song and a song just like. Boy, I was on my little shit, and I'm riding, and I hear, beat it like a slave. Beat it like a slave. Beat it like a slave. I said, nah, they ain't saying what the fuck I think they say. I'm tripping this big ass wheel high. Echoes bouncing off. They ain't saying that shit. And I get close, I said, nah, they saying that shit. So I walk over to Alexa and I say, Alexa, man, stop all that bullshit. You know what that bitch said back? Bullshit has stopped. I said, what? What? I was like, did that bitch just cuss back at me? Like, she was ready to cut that shit off. She was ready to cut that shit off. She said, bullshit has stopped. I'll put this on every night. People ain't gonna believe me when I tell them I'll put this on every night.
Bullshit has stopped.
And it stopped playing. And I looked around and everybody's, I'm like, oh, so y'all just gonna let shit play? You want, I'm looking at them, I'm like,
somebody in the corner like this.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm looking at everybody, I'm like, so y'all wanna get beat like a slave? And they thought about it and they were like, nah. I'm like, why you gonna let that shit play? I said, man, play something, play Michael Jackson. And she played Michael Jackson. I just had to get it out, because I was like, who listened to a song called Beat It?
Beat It Like a Slave.
It was a rap song too.
Yeah.
Shit was fire though. I ain't even gonna bullshit. Beat was hard.
They ain't saying it was fire.
I'm saying the beat was hard though, because I was bobbing to it, but I was just like, nah, they ain't saying what the fuck I think they saying. They can't be. But the shit was hard, but you can't just be riding, walking around listening to shit called Beat It Like a Slave and 89% of the population in the building is black folk. Come on, man. Anyway, that just
math ain't math.
No, like, fuck wrong with y'all niggas. That shit ain't normal, nigga. You don't listen to shit like that. But anyway, that was just something I had. Like always, check us out on all major streaming platforms. Anyway, you can listen to a podcast, we on. Just type in the DSA podcast. Like I say, boom, pictures pop up.
We in now.
Real quick, Instagram, we coming live to you, man, soon.
Stay tuned.
Make sure y'all check out the Instagram page. Lock in. Check out the folks. We will be keeping you updated when the live show goes on. We will let you know before it goes on so you can sit back, enjoy about the hour. If you don't want to sit and enjoy the hour, you can wait for it to be over and go catch it on YouTube. We coming to YouTube. We trying to get back to YouTube. We coming. But with that said, man, this is the DSA podcast. And you already know what it is, man. We are
out.
We got this bitch. Man.
bro, then we just.
He later.
Bro, I know you just heard her say we out. I know you just heard her say we out.